Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, the Post-Vitam Society's Christmas Do, Part 2.
Can I top you up, Marxie?
Hit me.
Oh, don't forget me.
So, where did you two meet?
I can tell you.
You can?
I'm joking.
Gosh, some book launch 6 years ago. Not terribly romantic.
One of yours, Isla?
One of Ed's.
You were a writer.
Was. Not a very successful one. Didn't really get anywhere.
You got some great reviews.
As I said, I never got anywhere. When we moved in together, it became obvious a successful relationship shouldn't have two writers.
Oh, I didn't force you into anything.
No, sorry. I'm making it sound weird. I'm a little drunk.
As am I.
It might sound like, not to me now, like a step down to be a house husband, considering. But I love our life. And it was my decision completely.
The lady doth protest too much.
And what about you? How did postpartum come about?
Post-vitam. I'm about to give you such ammunition right now. Maud and I met...
in a madhouse!
Yes, we did.
What?
What?
I was just going through a very stressful time.
I'm the nut.
Sorry for laughing.
Well, I did tell you the effect being an empath has on a person. I'd reached a place where I thought maybe it was just voices coming from me.
I was helping Maud carry her books back to her room.
I brought a lot of books.
We were walking down the corridor and Maud just stopped and said, "Please tell me you see that." And suddenly the bulb overhead blew.
Like at the lecture.
When the bulb blew, the corridor was almost pitch black. You know it gets dark quick in December. She pointed to the end of the corridor, and I saw a child huddled in the corner with some kind of shawl wrapped around it. I thought, well, I don't know what I thought, but I walked down to see if this child was all right. As I got closer, it began to visibly shiver, to tremble. By the time I was standing over it, it was almost vibrating, shaking so violently. My heart was hammering. My brain was saying, "Don't touch it, don't touch it," but my hand reached out of its own accord, hovering over its filthy grey hair. A child shouldn't have grey matted hair. I saw that underneath the shawl it was naked, and the skin I could see was tight to the bone. About an inch from touching its head, it started to giggle because it wanted me to touch it. Because then it could reveal itself. And just as I knew I was doomed, that everything was lost, she called out to me, "James, don't!" I turned for a second to look at Maud, standing there, stricken, eyes wide. And when I turned back, the thing was gone. After that, I listened to whatever she'd tell me.
And I realised it wasn't all in my head.
Can I get myself a glass of water, please?
Of course. The kitchen is just through there.
Ooh. I think all this wine is going to my head.
I'll get you water.
I wouldn't mind just splashing my face. Walk me in, though, will you?
Are you all right, Isla?
She's grand. Come on, Barfly.
Pass me that tea towel there, please.
Here you go. These people are nutcases.
You think?
Tonight's a bit of crack, though.
Eddie, this is all a bit full on.
Hold on a sec.
Let's go home.
There's somebody in the back garden.
What?
Look out the window. There's somebody in the back garden.
But you can barely see.
Did you say what I thought you said?
It started already. How exciting.
Come on, quick. Get the ladder.
What are you doing?
It's the thing Amelia saw. We knew it would appear in the same spot. The very last place Amelia told Anne she saw him.
Before he entered the house.
His appearance is the sign it's all about to kick off.
How could you see him, Eddie?
I don't know. I almost just felt him. Why are you annoyed with me?
You're drunk. What the hell are you doing with a ladder?
As we said, whenever the room is entered, the presence is disturbed. The phenomena ends. So I'm going to climb up and peep in the window. Presence undisturbed. Voila.
It's foolproof.
I'll tell you what I see.
I'll climb it.
But you're half cut.
If you people are trying to convince me there's something to see, isn't it better if I'm the one to see it?
Hold up now.
If you hadn't seen the man, we wouldn't be out here.
Well, I'll go up then. I can see enough to look into a window.
Why you instead of me?
Well, because...
Hmm?
Because nothing.
We'll all hold the ladder, Miss Pendred. Up you go.
Oh, I will. Excuse me. Oh!
How exciting!
Careful, the ladder's shifting.
We have it.
Quiet, don't distract her.
I wouldn't recommend high heels for this.
Now it occurs to you.
I didn't realise how tipsy I was.
We all are too, dear.
This is a bad idea.
Whoa! I have it.
Hold on to it for balance.
Look in.
What can you see?
What?
There's something in there. I can feel it.
This lower pane is filthy. Hold on.
Is she... Don't get up on the windowsill. Stay on the ladder.
Careful, Miss Pendred.
I'm taking off my shoes. Watch out below.
Isla, you've my nerves gone.
There's definitely something in there.
Hold on. I can't see a thing. Oh, my God.
What's in there?
Eddie, there's a... Who is that? Who do you have in there?
There's only us in the house.
Then who owns that child?
It's not a child.
Get down now.
It is a child.
It's not. Look closer. What colour is its hair? Is it grey?
Come down. Move the ladder nearer to her.
Careful. The garden's a mess. Don't trip.
Ah! Oh, my God. It sees me.
Don't step back, Isla. Put her on the couch.
You are so lucky you fell on the wheelie bins.
How's your leg?
It's fine. Oh, God. Maybe not.
We're going to the hospital. I'm too drunk to drive. Is anyone sober enough? Then I'm calling an ambulance.
We don't need an ambulance.
Where's my coat? My phone and car keys are in the pocket.
I don't know where your crap is.
Right then. If I can't ring, your neighbours can do it for me.
Come back!
He can't tell the neighbours. James, come on!
I want to go into her room before they come back. Will you help me upstairs?
Of course.
Oh.
What did you see through the window?
A child.
Amelia?
Not a teenager. Younger. I thought... I saw my sister as a child.
The one who died last year?
Oh, well, you've all been doing your homework.
Did she... die violently, does she have a reason to remain?
Hold on. I just need a second before I take these steps. My sister was crippled. She slipped getting out of the tub and broke her neck. Now, Maud, Eddie doesn't know this. The reason she was lifting herself is because we had a fight while I was helping her in. She usually used the shower, but she was adamant she wanted a bath. Then you can lift your bloody self out, I told her. I didn't mean it. I would have come back. But she did it. And she slipped. I don't know if she'd been calling for me to help her beforehand. If she'd been pounding the tub for help, but I dreamed that she was. All the time.
What if it's not a dream? What if she's trying to contact you?
That's why I'm here.
Let's go up.
Hello! Hello!
Stop it, Marxie, old man. You'll hurt yourself.
There's no one. You don't have any neighbours.
Calm down.
That's not your house, is it? No electricity? The place a disaster? You just took over a derelict house for the evening, didn't you?
We can explain if you stop. No, I didn't live there, but I did use it.
Are you really her mother?
I became a kind of mother.
What does that mean? Tell me or I scream for anyone to hear.
Amelia was troubled even before we got to her. She did have those hallucinations, but when she told them to her family, they stuck her in a hospital to rot.
So, she was in there with those two. And how did she run afoul of you?
The same reason I was trying to tell you, we don't need an ambulance for Isla. I'm a nurse.
So, you gathered them?
They had all seen something. My goal was not just to heal the living. I wanted to help the dead.
This is a joke. Where's my phone and where are my car keys?
I threw them over the next door's wall.
Why?
To buy time.
Stop trying to get behind me, James.
You can't see, Marxie. You'll hurt yourself.
Oh.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
What did you do to that girl?
It was easy to make it seem like she escaped. We brought her here to that room. Let her focus on the connection she had made. Kept her fed. And she had almost opened a permanent door between worlds, Edward. Before she was taken from us too soon.
Oh, stop struggling and listen.
Oh, my head. It's bleeding.
I'm sorry.
I can take care of that. Let me see.
Eddie, we did nothing wrong. The girl wasn't forced. It was the thing that came through the barrier that caused her death. Not us.
She killed herself. You can tell yourselves whatever you want about ghosts and spirits, but that young, troubled girl killed herself.
We still didn't do anything wrong.
I'm going to get back to Isla, and one of you can phone us a taxi, and then we will never hear from or speak to any of you again. I'd appreciate if you could help me up.
Just give it another second.
What? Why?
That's the door on the right.
It's freezing.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Happy Christmas, Miss Pendred.
Wow. I didn't realise how late it's become.
Earlier, when we were introduced, I said I knew your face. Do you not remember me? I met you in the psychiatric hospital after your sister died. You had a breakdown, didn't you?
There are nails keeping these windows shut.
You were a little out of it in the common room one day. You told me about your dreams, the sounds. You thought it was the sound of your sister calling for help.
There are claw marks on the frame.
You're like me and Amelia. We knew it. You just need to be shown it. That thing you saw through the window, it's not your sister. Spirits remain the age they were when they passed. You saw what we saw.
On what date did Amelia die? Was it Christmas Day?
Oh, I think you saw that coming.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
It won't take long, Miss Pendred. Not long at all.
What?
There are so many lost souls. I wonder which one you'll pull through.
A fractured ankle, I'm afraid, Miss Pendred.
It's all right, nurse. I think I got off rather lightly, all things considered.
I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Thank you.
Christmas and A&E. Ho, ho, ho.
For James as well. That was a lovely broken nose he was sporting.
Do you want to press charges?
For what? They just wanted to use me to spread the word about the afterlife. I don't think they intended to hurt me.
What about Amelia?
She was troubled, Ed. She killed herself.
You were screaming in there. Did you actually see anything in that room?
Yes. But when you opened the door, it all stopped.
Ida, do you really think you saw a ghost?
I'll answer that when we're at home, beside the tree, with the brandy.
That whole street was derelict. Turns out it's all going to be bulldozed down to make a car park.
So that house will be gone. That's good, I suppose.
Are you okay? You look like you're going to cry.
There's something else I need to tell you. About the night Claire died.
I'll always listen.
And Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Next Christmas, and I mean next, if you were to come home with a bag from the jeweller's with a little ring box in it, I wouldn't complain.
Whoa. A Christmas miracle. Want to teach all the doctors and nurses a thing about bedside manners?
Oh, okay then. Oh, watch my ankle.
The Post Vitam Society's Christmas Do starred Deirdre Monaghan, Charlie Bonner, Margaret McAuliffe, Dunica O'Dea and Deborah Wiseman. It was written by Peter Dunn and produced by Liam Geraghty and Peter Dunn.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.